بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet and upon the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We resume the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah. We have reached now verse 58. Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And remember when we said, meaning to the children of Israel, enter this town, meaning Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and eat bountifully therein with pleasure and delight where you wish, and enter the gate in prostration or bowing with humility, and say hitta. Okay, the Arabic word that came is hitta. He gave the explanation of its meaning. Allah ordered them to say the Arabic word hitta, and we'll explain what it means. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and we shall forgive you your sins and shall increase reward of the good doers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to them, reminding them, O children of Israel, enter this town. And this is a universal and legal command, because they were commanded to enter while prostrating. So this is a legal command. Then it was opened, Allah permitted it to be opened, therefore this is His universal command. The people of tafsir, the people of exegesis of the Quran, differed in assigning this town or this qarya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to it as qarya. And the correct opinion is that it refers to Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis. Because Musa alayhi salam told them in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:21, أُدْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. أُدْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. O my people, enter the al-ard al-muqaddasa, the holy land of Palestine, which Allah has assigned to you. And the term qarya is the inhabited land, It is taken from the Arabic al-qari, which means at-tajammu', the gathering. And in the Arabic language, the term qarya differs in its meaning from the traditional meaning, because in the traditional sense, the term qarya, means the small town, and the larger one would be referred to as the city. However, in the Arabic language, which is the language of the Quran, there is no difference between a small city and a larger city or a big city, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named Mecca, named it Qarya. In the Quran, Mecca is named Qarya, as in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 47:13, وَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً مِّن قَرْيَتِكَ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَتْكَ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ فَلَا نَاصِرَ لَهُمْ. You see, here Allah is referring to and many a town and many a qarya stronger than your qarya and Mecca. So it's Mecca now. كذلك also Allah سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الشورى 42:7 وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها. And thus we have inspired unto you, O Muhammad, a Quran in Arabic that you may warn the mother of the towns, Umm al-Qura. So Allah called Mecca Umm al-Qura, and this is comprehensive, covering, you know, the small and the larger cities. Allah said in the verse back to the verse, please, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا, and eat therefrom, and eat bountifully therein. This command is for permissibility, meaning we made it permissible for you to eat from it in any place, in that place, in its outskirts, in its middle. Eat whatever you like with pleasure, and no one is to oppose you, no one is to prevent you. Then وَدْخُلُوا الْبَابِ, then the other command came, and enter the gate. Allah is testing them now, and enter the gate. Allah is testing them, the door of the gate, the door of the town, because, you know, towns, there are gates for it to protect it from inside and outside. And Allah told them to say, to enter that while prostrating, in a state of prostrating or prostration, meaning if you enter, then enter in a state of prostration, thankful to Allah, thanking Allah, and then say the word hitta. Say the word hitta, meaning forgive us our sins and our burdens. Take off our burdens from us. So meaning Rabbana ghfir lana, O our Lord, forgive us. This is the word hitta. So seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you enter thanking and prostration. And the word then after that, Allah said, نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ. نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, consequently, if you do that, we shall forgive you your sins. What is the meaning of مَغْفِرَة? مَغْفِرَة. Meaning, covering the sin and forgiving it. Maghfirah means covering the sin and forgiving it. This is the meaning of maghfirah. It means that Allah covered your sin and will forgive you, not punishing you. Because this term maghfirah is taken from the mighfar in Arabic. Because the term maghfirah is taken from the mighfar, and the mighfar is the thing used to protect the head in war, because it covers, it shields. And anyone whoever interprets the term maghfirah to mean only shielding, then this is incomplete. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the authentic hadith reported in Sahih al-Bukhari volume 3 hadith number 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith, the hadith of Ibn Umar, who said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah will bring a believer near him إن الله يدني المؤمن. Allah will bring a believer near him. فيضع عليه كنفه ويستره. Allah will bring a believer near him and shelter him with his screen and ask him, أتعرف ذنب كذا؟ Did you commit such and such sins? أتعرف ذنب كذا؟ Did you commit such and such sins? He will say, yes my lord. نعم أي رب. حتى إذا قرره بذنوبه, Allah will keep on asking him till he will confess all his sins. ورأى في نفسه أنه قد هلك, and he will think that he is ruined. قال, Allah will say, سترتها عليك, I did screen your sins in the world. وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم, and I forgive them for you today. فيعطى كتاب حسناته, and then he will be given the book record of his good deeds. As to the kafir and the hypocrites, their evil acts will be exposed publicly, and the witnesses will say, فيقول الأشهاد, هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين. They are the ones who lied against their Lord. No doubt the curse of Allah is on the polytheist oppressors and the wrongdoers. So from this hadith we know therefore that the meaning of maghfira covers both the shielding and the forgiveness. نغفر لكم your sins, خطاياكم. خطاياكم. And this is the plural of خطيّة, which the sins which a person does on purpose, is called خطيّة. However, that which he does without being, without being determined concerning them, without insisting on them, without determination, they are called أخطاء. Look at the difference. And that's why there is a difference between a person who is مخطئ, there's a difference between the مخطئ and خاطئ, based on what you heard earlier. There is a difference between مخطئ and خاطئ. The latter one, الخاطئ, is blameworthy, is held blameworthy. The مخطئ is excused. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Alaq 96:15-16, لَنَسْفَعًا بِالنَّاصِيَةِ ناصية كاذبة خاطئة. This is the blameworthy type, خاطئة. Nay, if he, referring to Abu Jahl, ceases not, we will catch him by the forelock, a lying, sinful forelock, خاطئة. Blameworthy here, lying, sinful forelock. Let's take the other case. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, 286, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. أَخْطَأْنَا, أَخْطَأَ, مُخْطِئ. Our Lord, punish us not if we forget or fall into error. Fall into error. So there is a difference between the two. Is this clear, inshallah? Between خاطئ and مخطئ. خاطئ is blameworthy, مخطئ is not. Is this clear, inshallah? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next verse, in the same verse, وسنزيد المحسنين وسنزيد المحسنين and we shall forgive you your sins and shall increase reward for the good doers and shall increase reward for the good doers. محسنين محسنين. What is إحسان? محسنين are those who do إحسان. What is إحسان? إحسان is of two types. إحسان is of two types. Goodness in worshipping Allah. Benevolence in worshipping Allah. Goodness in worshipping Allah. This is explained by the messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the famous hadith of Jibril where he said concerning the definition of ihsan an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara is to worship Allah as though you see him fa in lam takun tara fa innahu yarak for verily if you don't see him he certainly sees you. So therefore here it means the goodness in worshipping Allah. The second type of ihsan, of goodness, is goodness in treating the creation. Goodness in treating the creation. And this means to exert what is good and to abstain from hurting. This is the meaning of the second type. To be good to the creation. To exert what is good and to restrain from what is harmful. This is the meaning of ihsan in its two types. Let's now have the second verse, verse 59 inshallah. طيب, in verse 59, Surah Al-Baqarah, نعم. فبدل الذين ظلموا, what happened? Allah told them to say حطة. Oh, our Lord, forgive us when they, you know, enter the city of Jerusalem. What happened? فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون. So, but those who did wrong changed the word from that which had been told to them for another word. So they changed the word hitta, they changed it. And instead they said hinta. They said instead of saying hitta, O our Lord forgive us, they said hinta. And this is a food. So they asked for food to fill their bellies. So they didn't ask Allah's forgiveness. They asked for food. Instead of hitta, they said, Oh Allah, we want hinta. Hinta. Of barley. Food. Sha'ira. So they changed. بدل الذين ظلموا. They changed the word of Allah. They changed the command. What happened? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their alteration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down upon them punishment. Let's have the verse back again, inshallah. But those who did wrong changed the word from that which had been told to them for another, so we sent upon the wrongdoers rigid than a punishment from the heaven because of their rebelling against Allah's obedience. So Allah sent upon them the punishment. This term, please give me your attention, the term rigid in Arabic means punishment. The other is rigid. Look at the difference of pronunciation. Okay. The rigid means filthy, impure. The other one. The first one here is rigid. And this means punishment. And there is a difference in the pronunciation of the Z versus the S verses the scene. So the first one refers to punishment, the other means impurity and filth. من السماء, Allah sent from the heaven. Heaven here means above. Okay, above, meaning like from stones, thunderbirds, thunderbolts, hail, wind, and so forth. So heaven here refers to what's above, from above. And the term heaven, as-sama, does not necessarily mean this roof which we see on top of us, the sama, the which we see, the lower one. Because anything which is above is called sama, is called heaven. However, if there is an evidence to indicate that the term heaven refers to the lower heaven, then it would mean so. Like for example in 21:3, look at the context. The context will make it clear to you whether the reference is for heaven as above, what is above, or referring to the sama, which is the lower sky. Look at 21 verse 3. وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. This will be 32. So you see now, let's go again and emphasize. Here we have made the heaven a roof. In this verse, what do you understand from the term heaven here? Do you understand this means above or the lower sky, the which one we see as a roof? Can we have this again? And we have made the heaven a roof, safe and well guarded. This refers to what in this verse? The term heaven in this verse refers to what? Exactly, the sky. Meaning the which one we see as a roof, right? On top of us, right? So here there came in the context what indicates that it refers to the sky. So the general is that the term heaven refers to what's above, unless there is an indication to indicate that it refers to the roof on top of us, which is the sky which we see. This is a very important benefit. This is a very important benefit. Fine. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but those who did wrong changed the word from that which had been told to them for another. So we went up upon the wrongdoers. We sent them upon them a punishment from heaven because of their rebelling against Allah's obedience. Here from the heaven, meaning from above. Because of their rebellion. The points of benefit. Number one, affirming the saying, the speech of Allah. Because Allah said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا, and we said to them, we told them to enter. This is a saying with voice and with letters. However, the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not resemble the voice of any of the creation. And no one can comprehend this voice. Because Allah says about Himself in Surah Taha 20:110, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. And they encompass nothing of his full knowledge. And this applies to all of Allah's attributes. No one can comprehend them on their reality, meaning the manner, the how. But the meaning is known. But the manner, the how of Allah's attributes is only known to Allah. From the benefits, permitting the children of Israel to eat from Jerusalem, the land which they opened. If someone asks the following question now, isn't it the allowability of the booties is a characteristics of the Muslim Ummah alone, meaning the Ummah of Muhammad? Isn't it this the case? The answer is yes, certainly. And the permission given to the children of Israel to eat from the Jerusalem which they entered, that permission is not intended to mean possession. Rather, it means allowability, permissibility, period. However, with respect to this ummah, the booties are for possession. Fourth point of benefit. It is incumbent upon the one whom Allah gives him victory and opens the lands for him to humiliate himself and to give thanks to Allah. That's why when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, entered the city of Mecca, he entered with his head lowered out of humility, while reciting the following verse. And this was the greatest victory then. He entered with his head lowered, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting the following verse from Surah Al-Fath 48:1, Inna fatahna laka fathan mubina. Verily we have given you, O Muhammad, a manifest victory. No arrogance, no nothing. Fifth point of benefit, or fourth point, the meanness of the children of Israel and their opposition to Allah and His messengers, because they didn't enter the gate of the city of Jerusalem in prostration. You know how they entered? They entered it crawling on their buttocks out of arrogance and haughtiness. They entered, instead of entering with thanks and prostrating to Allah, they entered the city while they were crawling on their buttocks out of arrogance and mocking. Sixth point of benefit. You know, Allah ordered them to say hitta, meaning to ask Him for forgiveness. They changed it into hitta, hinta, food. They asked for food. But look at the change, hitta into hinta. You see the change? So this tells us the ugliness of alteration of the word, whether in letter or in meaning, because it alters the intended meaning. It alters the intended meaning. Sixth point of benefit, that jihad in the battlefield to raise the banner of Tawheed with submissiveness to Allah and asking His forgiveness is a reason for gaining the forgiveness from Allah, because Allah told them, نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ, we shall forgive you your sins. And it is also a cause of gaining more from Allah's favor, because Allah said, وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and we will increase those good doers. And from the benefits is that benevolence or goodness is a cause or benevolence is a cause for increasing. Meaning, you do good, you gain more of it. Whether this is in the worship of Allah or in being good to the creation. It is affirmed that the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu fi awni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi awni akhi. Allah will fulfill the needs of the slave as long as the slave fulfill the needs of his brother. Allah will be من كان في حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته. The other hadith, Allah في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه. Allah will help the slave as long as the slave helps his brother. And this hadith is in Muslim and the other in Bukhari and Muslim as well. From this is the benefit, forbiddance to change the words of Allah and alter them, and that this is from transgression, because Allah said فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. This is from the wrongdoing. Those who wronged themselves altered the word of Allah. So Allah described them as ظلموا, they wronged themselves, they wrongdoers rather. The tenth benefit, making clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them justly by sending upon the punishment they deserve, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong anyone. Rather, man, he is the one who wrongs himself. From the benefits, confirming the evil of those children of Israel because of their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to affirm to you here something, that the evil fusuq, evil doing, is of two types. It comes in the Quran in two types, two meanings. Fusuq, major and minor. The first one, the major, is in opposition to faith. Is in opposition to faith. So it takes the person out of Islam, the major type. As Allah said in Surah Al-Sajdah, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. This is the major. It takes the person out of Islam. And as for those who are fasiqoon, disbelievers, their abode will be the fire. This refers to those whose fusuq is major. The other type, the minor, does not take the person out of the fold of Islam, and it is in opposition to justice. The minor is in opposition to justice. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 6, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. So this is in opposition to being just, trustworthy, this type of fusuq. Or you who believe, if a rebellious evil fasiq person comes to you with the news, verify it lest you harm people in ignorance and afterwards you become regretful to what you have done. So here, a rebellious evil person, fasiq, this is the minor type. It refers to the minor type. The 13th benefit is affirming the causes and their influence, because Allah said بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because Allah said due to that which they used to do of wrong. 14th benefit is refuting a deviant sect. Refuting a deviant sect. This sect is called Jabriya. Those who say that Allah compels the person to act, those are known as Jabriya. It comes from Jabr, compelling. In this verse there is refutation of this concept, wrong concept. Why? Because let us take the verse please, at the end of the verse, the evidence is in the end of the statement, in this same verse 59. Naam, exactly. Because of their rebelling against Allah's disobedience, because of obedience, so Allah added their rebellion to them. In the statement, Allah added their rebellion to them. Okay, this is the first angle. The second angle, had they been compelled to do their acts, then their punishment would have been an injustice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserts about himself, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes no one injustice. So this refutes, therefore, and the book of Allah will, and the book, one's record will be placed, and your Lord, there is the statement we need, and your Lord treats no one with injustice. Now, point of benefit. The legal foundation of sujood, the legal foundation of prostration. This prostration of giving gratitude, sujood shukr, when the favors are renewed on a person, and this is legal in our Sharia. If favors are bestowed on someone, then it is the sunnah, it is a sunnah for him to prostrate to Allah in gratitude. And this sujood is just sujood, it is not salah. The person makes takbir and prostrates. Makes takbir and prostrates. And he says, and the person says in the sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah forgive me. Then he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that favor and thanks him for that. Then he lifts up without takbir and without taslim. He lifts his head up without takbir and without taslim. This is sujood al-shukr. And also it is interesting to note the tendency of the children of Israel towards materialistic aspects, whereby Allah told them to say hitta, O Allah forgive us, they were asking for something materialistic, food to fill their bellies. Inshallah, this brings the end of the discussion concerning verses 58 and 59, and we take a break here inshallah ta'ala, and then we resume the second class concerning the Quranites.